Part of the Compton locker room chat continuing here this week on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tabman, joined now by the Cause boys basketball coach, that is Matt Simmons, as they're off to a good start this Paola tournament this week. Tuesday night, a 43-33 final. Did not play Friday, so it was the first game of the year for the Cause. They got a couple more this week on Thursday and Friday. We'll talk about that momentarily. But, Coach, congratulations on that season-opening win. Again, what were the overall thoughts and takeaways from it?
Yeah, thanks. It was a great way to start the season. You know, when you have a kind of a brand new team and you haven't played yet, but you throw it all on the floor and just kind of see what sticks and what's going to work. And I think the thing that stuck out to me the most was just the defensive effort. We played extremely hard on the defensive end. We were outsized at almost every position. And we just stuck to the game plan that we decided, and it worked. And we rebounded really well for our size and boxed out and ran the floor. And then we had some players step up in the game, which was huge to end it, because it could have gone either way.
And we talked a little bit about some of those players last week in the first show, some who had seen some playing time last year, but again, you lose a very quality senior class, so a lot of these guys really stepping up and stepping in for the first time in their careers. And Tyler Reed had a huge game for you offensively, 17 points to lead the way. What'd you like about his game, and obviously a big key for you?
Well, Tyler was just in attack mode from the beginning. He kind of went in with a mission to be a scorer. He didn't take very many bad shots at all. All the shots were quality shots. He just attacked and got downhill and made the right play and made timely shots. And he really got us going in the first half. We were struggling to score outside of Tyler in the first half. And as the game kind of went on in the second half, we had some other guys step up. But Tyler was definitely huge. He also went, you know, had 7 rebounds along with those 17 points. And he was guarding a guy about 5 inches taller than him last night, and I was just really proud of his effort and leadership.
Certainly played a big role in the win, and this preseason tournament's going to continue here. You got games Thursday and Friday, so obviously big to get that first win on Tuesday, because you have very limited time to prepare and get ready for these next couple of nights. So you get Fort Scott on Thursday night, Wellsville on Friday to wrap up this tournament at Paola. We talked a little bit about these teams last week, but again, what can you tell us about the next two opponents in Fort Scott and Wellsville?
Well, we had a chance to watch them play each other last night, and Wellsville jumped out to about a 20-point lead in the first half, and then Fort Scott just remained patient and chipped away and chipped away, and they ended up pulling away and beating Wellsville by 5. And it was a really, really good game, just two very talented teams, both in the top 10 rankings in their respective class, and for good reason. They just have so many upperclassmen. They have a lot of size, a lot of strength, athleticism. They play really well, play hard on defense, and you know, it's going to be a tough task for us in back-to-back nights. But I was encouraged after our first game. We got some guys playing with some confidence right now. Now, with that game under your belt, feels a lot better going into the second game.
Fairleigh Compton boys basketball coach, that is Matt Simmons, joining us. Again, a 43-33 win Tuesday night at Paola, starting that preseason tournament off right. Now they get Fort Scott Thursday night, Wellsville on Friday, so certainly a busy week for the Cause. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck here in the next couple nights. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.